Winter is not over yet, obviously. There's a good blanket of fresh snow out in the region, and that has Backroads Bill excited. Bill is an outdoor adventurer. He's founder of the Canadian Ecology Center in Mattawa, and he just can't wait to get out and make some tracks in that snow with his snowshoes. He's compiled a great list of snow showing spots in the north. We've got Backroads Bill on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Yippee yahoo. Yes, I kind of needed snowshoes this morning to get to the Canadian Ecology Center. We've got a school from North York, William Lyon McKenzie. They're going to help us dig out, and they're going snowshoeing today.
Well, they've got the perfect day. How much did you get, do you figure, overnight?
Well, you know, you used that word gusty a couple of times this morning, and Winnie the Pooh would probably say blustery, but because of those winds, you know, we've got drifts anywhere over more than 50 centimeters, and of course some places 20, 30. But so, yeah, the wind really was a factor last eve.
And it's perfect, really, for snowshoeing. When you have that nice, thick snow, do you still use the old wooden ones, Bill?
Well, look, you know, there's two types of people that go out snowshoeing. Those that go on those snowpack trails that others have gone before them, and they're using those high-tech snowshoes, those metal ones where we've lopped off the tail, and it's like a canoe without a keel, and you kind of make divots in the snow, but then it becomes packed down, and everyone's happy. And then, of course, there's the traditional snowshoeing wooden snowshoes with moccasins. And the best analogy I use, it's like going to the beach with your flip-flops, and you immediately take your flip-flops off and go to bare feet. It's like I always default to those wooden snowshoes with the moccasins. But the high-tech snowshoes do have their place, and they literally have got thousands of people out to get their vitamin N.
Yeah, vitamin N?
Yeah, vitamin N for nature.
You need a bit of that, don't you?
Well, Dr. Lane yesterday talked about vitamin D, and it's going to break up later today. And it was interesting, too, you mentioned about you can get your snowshoes from the Sudbury Library. And, of course, this morning we heard about the kids today that are off school. They can go snowshoeing and do their math.
You got it all. You got every story from the radio this morning.
Should be the quiz on Friday. I'd be a winner, perhaps.
You know, and maybe they could tap a few maple trees while they're out there.
Well, I listened to that, and I thought, and of course, the answer was, oh, I'm not sure. I don't care if I have the snow, but yes, we want the snow to go out in all these places that I'm going to talk about here in northeastern Ontario.
Yeah, you know, when I was out at Lake Laurentian, the trails, snowshoeing earlier in the year, the trails were definitely packed. In fact, I suspect I didn't even need snowshoes. I probably could have used boots, but then I did wander off the trail a bit, and the snowshoes were definitely necessary then. Do you prefer those trails, or do you like to go off trail?
Well, again, there's two people. Well, those who want to have a destination, perhaps those snowshoe pack trails are good for that, like going to the Devil's Rock in North Cobalt, or there's the ones that just want to wander through the snow and experience that in and around the wetlands, or perhaps there's a raison d'etre to go to a place, and that's the reason we have provincial parks operating and non-operating. That's one of the places I've earmarked throughout northeastern Ontario, because we know where they all are, and there's the trails there, and there's usually the gates are probably closed. There is a couple of operating parks, Windy Lake, just north of Sudbury, and Killarney Provincial Park. But the others are closed, but you can go in there and use those trails. And you talked about wandering, and they always lead you to something, a waterfall, an amazing vista. And I think we should utilize those.
Well, non-operating, well, they do operate in the summer, of course, where they have people working. But are you allowed to go into a non-operating park?
Yeah, I received a lot of information from Charlene Coulter and Dave Sproul from Ontario Parks, and they put a little summary together for me, and it's in the story along with all the maps that we'll talk about. And, yeah, you can go from Rennie Burnell up in the Kapuskasing area, and that goes through the Bonner Tree Nursery. That's a wonderful place to go snowshoeing near Moonbeam, and right through Ivanhoe by Foliette. Right through Timmins and down the Highway 11 corridor and along Highway 17. There are provincial parks everywhere. And again, they recommend, of course, parking well off the side of the road and making sure you're not blocking any access points and telling people where you are. But those parks are there for us to enjoy.
All right. Some of your favorite snowshoeing spots, Bill?
Yeah, I just want to mention, too, don't forget those conservation authorities. And we have four in the Northeast, Sioux, Timmins, Sudbury, and North Bay. And I guess if I was going snowshoeing today in the Sioux, I would default to Robertson's Cliffs. And that's a little to the north of the Sioux. And Carol Blacker from the Voyageur Trail Association told me they're plowing in a certain distance, so you can still access that trail. If I was in Timmins today, I would go to Nicky's Trail just to the west. North Bay, it would probably be the McPherson Drive Trails along Mattawa River in East Ferris, or the great lookout in Resto Provincial Park in Loring. Sudbury, of course, I think, maybe not today because we shouldn't be on those back roads, but I'd go out to Highway 637. That's a wonderful drive into Killarney. And so that's one of my favorites. But the winner is Maskinage Provincial Park on Highway 64.
Oh, really?
Sudbury North. But yeah, the interpretive signs there are fantastic, and the community have really taken a non-operating park, doesn't operate in the summer as well, and they've made, there's a whole network of trails. The Pete Loudon Trail takes you to a wonderful lookout vista over a wetland, and no, the trails are superb there with regards to the signage. So that's my favorite.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be snow-covered. Tomorrow would be a good day to go.
We'll be breaking trail, and don't forget to take your poles. A lot of people, you know, a lot of trekkers, if you see them, they take their poles. Great for stability and going back and forth. So ski poles are really a good way to get around.
You've got a bunch of maps. We're going to put those online. Are you literally taking your students out in the snowshoeing today?
Absolutely. They're going to help us dig out, and then they'll be rotating through. Snowshoeing is a staple here at the Canadian Ecology Center, and there's nothing more quintessential than snowshoeing. It's one of those winter activities, and we forget, you know, we are a Nordic country, and today I probably epitomizes that definition.
Perfect. Bill, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Hey, you know what? And the Wolverines won't be sniffing at the snowshoes today.
Hey,
I think in March we should talk about, before the winter ends, we should talk about going winter camping, because we can use our summer gear, and that's the best time to go.
Oh, all right. We'll talk in March. Thanks so much, Bill.
Happy trails.
That's Bagroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Center in Mattawa. He's got a website, steertonorthernontario.ca, steertonorthernontario.ca, and we will be posting his list of snowshoeing spots on our website. You'll see it at cbc.ca/Sudbury by the weekend. I don't think it's up yet, but we've got Wendy working on that. So cbc.ca/Sudbury.